Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Exploits Discovery, the company focused in Newfoundland with a project right on trend and right next door to Newfound Gold's project. We're going to be talking about some recent Newfound Gold drill results, as well as some seismic data that Newfound Gold completed that work for and has passed it along to Exploits because it went on to the company's Bullseye Gold property. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Jeff Swinoga. Exploits is traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD, on the OTCQX under the symbol NFLDF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 634. Jeff, let's start off with this seismic data news. You came out with that news release last week on April 3rd. Now, I know you haven't gone through and analyzed all this data. That does take some time for a company to do. So let's talk more what seismic data is, how it can help the company further target. First and foremost, though, Newfound Gold completed this work. Did you have to pay Newfound Gold? What's the relationship with Newfound Gold where you were able to acquire this seismic data?
Corey, it's always great to be on your show. Yeah, just to remind people, you know, we've got the Bullseye property all around Newfound Gold's gold discoveries, and as well as Gazebo to the north, all on the Appleton Fault in central Newfoundland. Fantastic jurisdiction to be working in. And going to your point about the seismic data, this is the first survey kind to be conducted on the island of Newfoundland and one of the first in North America. It's really simply like looking, it's like ultrasound underground. You know, it's a 3D survey. It's going to have a lot of detail. And what we're looking for is sort of deep-seated structures down deep that, you know, kind of, because orogenic gold basically is, you know, mountain building is what it means by orogenic, means it comes from below. So if we can see some type of structures below the lineaments that kind of come up that actually highlight where, for example, we found our first gold discovery called Horseshoe and maybe many others on Bullseye, that would be fantastic. So, and just to step back to your question about how much we paid for it, so Newfound Gold owns 8% of Exploits Discovery. Eric Sprott owns 16% too. And those are two kind of large shareholders. So in order to get enough sort of coverage, if that makes sense, and go deep, like down 2-3 kilometers like they did, they had to go over our Bullseye property. So they asked us very politely. They said, do you mind if we put our seismic data around Bullseye and then we can get, you know, go down deep? And I said, sure, but we'd like to get the access to the data. And of course, Newfound will have access to the data as well. So I just said, you know, promptly after announcing the data, we'd like to get access to the data as well. So that's what kind of happened. And we were very pleased. We announced it last week that we got the data set. It's going to take maybe 2 months or so to kind of get the interpretation. But we're super pleased to, because if you understand orogenic flows like Fosterville and, you know, for example, stepping back to the Fosterville mine, I mean, for a long time, it was called Crocodile Gold and kind of lower grade. And but then when they went deep, they found like, you know, 30 grams over thick intervals. And so that's what kind of made Fosterville the most profitable mine in the world, was that super high grade. And as you went deeper down. So I'm not saying we have that where we are, but, you know, it's promising. It's great to get the data.
What is this data comprised of? How do you use this data that you get from this seismic work and combine it with past drill results to get a better understanding of the project or to target better?
So this data goes down really deep. So, you know, drilling down 3 kilometers is expensive, and I don't think we plan to do that right away. But the thing is that we did 13,000 meters of diamond drilling ourselves, you know, again, with the Horseshoe discovery and also with the Jackpot extension. So taking that data and understanding, you know, the lithology and with this ultrasound underground, the seismic data, you know, triangulating where structures are, where they thicken up, where they thin out, you know, looking for, you know, these areas that could potentially have major structures that could be the source of the gold that we see on surface. That is super exciting. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of interpretation. There's a lot of deformation down below, but you know, so far what we have is, you know, slices all the way through bullseye. So we just need to go through the data. But we're hoping to engage a consultant very shortly and get on it. So we're just kind of looking around who's our best consultant right now. And the best consultant might be the one that Newfound's using right now because they've already been doing the work. But we still haven't firmed that up yet.
All right. Well, when you do get some more information, when you do actually analyze this data, I'll follow up with you and see what targets, what other news you've generated on the back of that. Let's talk about some of the recent drill results from Newfound Gold then at this K2 discovery zone. I understand it's quite close to the border of the Bullseye property, right where this seismic was flown. How close is this discovery? Give us a little bit more insights for anyone who has missed what this K2 discovery zone is turning into.
Yeah, so you showed a really good graphic last time we did an interview. If you could do that again, that would be great. Because basically, if you look at the area we're talking about, this bullseye area, there's been six sort of gold zones discovered in the last year. So we're talking about, you know, discoveries like Everest, Honeypot, K2, Vegas. They just keep coming. It's all along this Appenan Fault on the east side and on the west side. You know, every morning I wake up and I see, you know, another result from Newfound. It's really, really pleasing to see because, you know, like Everest is within 100 meters of our borders at Bullseye. Same with kind of Honeypot discovery, same with their jackpot, and now K2. So literally this morning, Newfound came out and talked about, you know, 18 grams over almost 14 meters, you know, 28 grams over like almost 3 meters, things like that over K2. But the key thing about K2 is it was further away. It was like maybe 250 meters away from our southern border on the western side of the Appleton. Now it looks like it's within 100 meters. So it's getting bigger, it's getting better, and it's getting closer. So we're super pleased hearing these results. And actually, because we announced, I think 3 weeks ago, that we're looking at four different targets, A, B, C, D. We didn't really name them yet. But the question is, where do we drill next? What's the most promising, what's the most bang for buck for shareholders? And so we were really focused on this, the eastern arm, if you want to call it, you know, near Honeypot and Everest. And of course, near Everest, we had hole 28 that had lots of quartz and some visible gold and some nice gold hits there too. But now looking at the west with K2 getting bigger and better, we're going to have to re-examine that again and saying whether what work do we do over there? How do we get ready for a drill program on the west side? Because and Newfound's not done drilling there. It's not like they've discovered it and done. They're planning to follow up with some more drill results. So that's super super pleasing to see.
So Jeff, what do you as a company do with this information? Seeing all these results, seeing these discoveries get closer to the bullseye project that you hold, do you go and drill right on your border to show that it continues, or do you simply sit back, watch Newfound Gold continue to drill and continue to get closer to you?
Well, it's a great question, Corey, because I had some U.S. investors say, you know, Jeff, Bullseye is like being beside the Empire State Building. You really don't have to do anything. They're going to develop around you. And then, of course, we're not into just sitting back and watching, but we do want to do good work. But it's the timing of when that work occurs to make sure that we're getting the best value for our shareholders. For example, when we came out with we drilled around Bullseye, of course, we came out with our horseshoe discovery. And then we stopped drilling because literally a couple weeks later, they came out with, Newfound came out with Everest, they came out with Jackpot, they came out with K2. And we're like, wow, we didn't realize these gold zones were just to the south of Bullseye. And a lot of these structures that we see in these splays coming off the Appleton look like they trend onto our property. So we could, you know, we could spend probably $10, $20 million drilling Bullseye, but, you know, and just doing a systematic drilling program, but we're really learning a lot from what's around us. And so, you know, drilling is expensive, but we want to make sure that when we're drilling, we have a high probability of success. And we're trying to go after something big, you know, something big and meaningful, like an iceberg or a Keats or something like that, because there's going to be lots of gold discoveries around the Appleton. So we've got $7 million in cash as of D31. So we've got a healthy treasury, and we just want to make sure that we're looking at all the data and then applying a great drill program when necessary.
What sort of news should we look out for from the company in the near term as you're going through this seismic data? And it sounds like getting ready to drill again, but no drills are turning.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at some additional programs that we'll be announcing over the next month or two that will improve our chances and that will lead into a drill program. I personally like to be drilling fairly soon. You can't wait forever. And I think, you know, the news just keeps getting better to the south. So I think, you know, stay tuned on the seismic. I'm actually thinking about releasing kind of the raw data, if you will, and just kind of showing, you know, uninterpreted, but, you know, showing what we're seeing to the public. And I'm also, we have a couple with this whole weighting system on targets. We want to come up with the programs that are coming out of that analysis, probably. So stay tuned in the next couple of weeks for that. And then hopefully a drilling announcement. Maybe that's in a month or two. So I think that's the plan.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the share price, because look, I think a lot of us who are in this market and have been for a while have seen this rebound in a wide variety of stocks, the large, the majors, as well as down to some of the smaller exploration companies, rebounding ever since the start of March when we saw a turn in the metals price. Exploits has been kind of stuck, still in a trading range here, however, trading much higher volume. Any insights on what's holding this stock back?
Yeah, our volumes have been huge. Actually, the highest they've probably been in the last 8 months. Like for March alone, I think I saw a report showing that we traded 11 million shares in March. So I think what's happening is that we raised $2.3 million in November, and that became free trading around, I think it was March 9th. So we really saw the volumes pick up then. And of course, for people that don't know, we raise flow through shares. And what that means is that, you know, it's a bit of a tax deduction for Canadian investors. So there's an incentive to invest in flow through shares for Canadian investors to lower their tax rates. And so, but what that happens is after 4 months, they become free trading. So sometimes, you know, their cost base is quite low. So they're kind of price insensitive, and some people just buy it for the tax deduction, and they just don't really care which company they buy in sometimes. I mean, I'm not speaking for anyone, but, and then so we saw lots of flow. Lots of companies like to see volume. We saw tremendous volume, but I think to your point, we saw some dampening, on our share price. So, we don't know how, maybe it's a couple more weeks. They might be holding for now. We did see our share price recover almost up to like 10 and a half cents from 6 cents. So I would say, you know, I think most of it has gone. Hard to tell sometimes, but that's what's been happening in the last month or so.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for this update. I'll post a link to the Exploits website. You can read over that recent seismic data news. However, again, not much there. You do need to go through and analyze this data. Also, be sure to read over the company's corporate presentation and let me know if you have any follow-up questions for Jeff and the team. Jeff, thank you very much for this update. Please keep me up to date on future news, especially involving future work programs and exploration.
Great. Thanks, Corey.